Changes have been made to the summer lifeguard schedule at Lahinch Beach in response to pleas by local surfers to Clare County Council. On Sunday, the 30th of May, 8 of the 20 members of the Lahinch Surf Rescue assisted over 40 people who got into difficulty in the water. Eilidh Sheehy has this report from Lahinch.
Okay, Ryan, do you want to flip this over and see the sandcastle?
Yeah.
Okay, one,
two, three, go.
Sandcastle number four.
Ryan Hicks from County Cavan, enjoying his staycation in Lahinch with his parents Aisling and Mark. The popular beach is a hive of activity and lifeguards have been busy on patrol since last Saturday. Unfortunately for Barbara Jordan's daughter Robin and her three friends, who had a close encounter with a rip current in Lahinch 3 weeks ago, no lifeguards were on duty and they were lucky to be rescued by surfers who happened to be there at the time.
Very, very scary. I trained as a lifeguard, worked as a swimming instructor, still swim open water myself, but it was out of my control. And, you know, it was very, very scary. And for the girls themselves, they were very panicked coming out of the water.
And was there any lifeguard on duty at the time?
So in May, there's no lifeguards on duty. The lifeguards come on weekend duty in June. Thankfully, that has now been changed. But it would be nice to see that that was extended to late September. And it would be nice to think that going forward, every year, that the lifeguards would be brought on duty earlier.
There's four or five surf schools in the water with the group, and they're obviously all supervised by qualified instructors and lifeguards. There's also about 25 to 30 people in swimming. There was a family going in with their bodyboards there a few minutes ago, and the lifeguards are here, whereas last week they wouldn't have been.
Ben Bennett owns Ben's Surf Clinic and Surf Shop and is also a volunteer with Lahinch Surf Rescue. He recalls what happened over a week ago before lifeguards were deployed by Clare County Council to patrol the beach.
The Sunday before the bank holiday, we did a huge amount of rescues. There was actually four owners of surf schools all in the water and they weren't working. They were doing rescues. And the guys just felt like they couldn't actually get out of the water because there were so many rescues going on that they just needed to stay to make sure everybody left the beach safe and happy. Myself and another member of the group put it up on social media and we got a huge reaction that there had been no lifeguards on the beach. And the word got out. So very quickly, the county council re-looked at the situation and committed to having full-time lifeguards on the beach for the whole of June.
Last year, lifeguards patrolled Lahinch Beach on a weekend basis only until June 21st and 7 days a week from the 25th of June until the end of August, as well as the first two weekends in September. This year, however, they will work on a full-time basis until the end of August, and they will also be on patrol again this year for the first two weekends in September. While this is welcome news for Ben and other volunteers, he feels it doesn't go far enough.
We would like to see lifeguards on the beach from every weekend in May and definitely September and then full time for June, July and August.
However, Cyril Feeney, senior engineer in Water Services and the Environment Section in Clare County Council, says an extra 15 lifeguards have been deployed to beaches in the county in the last 2 years and all relevant resources to cope with the demand have been put in place.
If we looked at 2019, we would have employed 35 lifeguards. That increased last year as a result of, I suppose, the pandemic and people staycationing, and we employed 44. And this year we have 50 lifeguards across our beaches. So we are definitely seeing an increase in visitors to towns like Lahinch and all our other coastal towns, and that's to be welcomed. And I think we have deployed the relevant resources, as I say.
As you see here on the beach, there is one lifeguard in the water, two up in the hut watching the whole time, and there's one down on the rocks. So they are always keeping an eye out, preventing situations from actually happening.
Tara McAvoy is one of 50 lifeguards employed by the local authority. She says it's important for beachgoers to be aware of what they should look out for before entering the sea.
Check if the lifeguards are on duty. Make sure you check the weather conditions. If it's going to be stormy, the waves are going to be bigger. Flags on the beach mean that it's a swim zone. So swim between the flags to make sure the lifeguards are always looking out for you. Check the tide times. Make sure you have somebody watching you if you're going into the water at all.
These people on Lahinch Beach have mixed views about taking to the water.
We're not strong swimmers. You know, the waves are quite big out there at the moment, so we'd be just very cautious about the whole thing.
If the beach is busy, I suppose I kind of take safety in that, in the sense that if other people are in there, maybe it's not going to be too dangerous.
Do you know anything about riptides or how to spot a riptide?
Not the first clue, actually, to be honest with you.
And do you know anything about undercurrents?
Same again, wouldn't have a clue.
I'd prefer swimming in a swimming pool. If I come to the beach, it's more for a leisurely walk on the sand or a quick paddle.
People on Lahinch Beach there in County Clare, ending that report from Éilí Sheehy.